Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Alan Bell.
Dollar, dollar.
Sports Line. On the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, keep sending in your reasons Scott Frost should be in jail tweets. We'll get to those after a little while here. Yeah. Alan, we're winding down on a coaching search. Alan Bell, Sportsline, joining us, by the way. We're winding down on a coaching search, and nobody really knows anything. And last night I remembered that we didn't have to go through this Nebraska season and the hell that has been this Nebraska football season if not for Scott Frost. So we're coming up with ways to put him in to incarcerate him today.
First off, let me say, have him back. Number two, I fully support all of this. He should be incarcerated, and possibly in the hole. Like I think there's a 23-hour in one situation. So yeah, I fully support it. Also, you know, we talked about all year about how the LSU was coming to Tennessee. It came, right?
And yeah.
You said it's hell on earth. Like even when things are good, yeah, you know that.
Yeah, that's tough. You know, I wanted them to, you know, finish that thing off and they were going to get to an SEC championship game, but, you know, go to a good bowl game and maybe win it or something like that. He just had to lose to South Carolina and Spencer Rattler and everybody's dunking on him again. It's like the old times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm back in my floor now. Like, I know this. I understand this completely. So, you know, many Nebraska fans out there that are just frustrated and, you know, kind of living in hell in regards to this season. Hey, I feel you.
Are you locked in on the World Cup?
I'm not locked in like Scott Frost, but somewhat. I mean, I'm watching it, right? Like, how does Argentina lose to Saudi Arabia?
I have no idea. Somebody put out a tweet. Josh, who are we crediting for this? The Saudi Arabia tweet?
Our local commentator, Jack Mitchell.
Jack Mitchell, yeah. He was like, yeah, what a lovely, cuddly underdog, Saudi Arabia, to root for.
That's my favorite part, is that we're kind of watching, like, there are some terrorist countries that were watching this. Like, it's wild. Like, I couldn't imagine if there were, like, three NFL teams that their government were up to something bad. Like,
right.
It's
yeah.
So different. Yeah, it's so different than anything else.
Are you betting the World Cup?
Yes. And I'll tell you what, the bet to have for a lot of these is going to be bet, draw, no bet. You're going to see a lot of 1-1, 2-2s, things like that. Also, both teams have scored. Those are some bets as well.
Yeah, okay. So we're watching, for some reason, Mexico, Poland right now. It's a 0-0.
Oh, yeah. We've been waiting on this one.
It's a 0-0 game, by the way. Yes. Yeah, 0-0. That and the United States will wait to take on England on Black Friday. And they'll be so I think that game is at 3, which is like the same time as Nebraska and Iowa. So Nebraskans will have to choose which one to watch. Will they go with their terrible 3-win football team, or will they go with their country and a sport they don't care about?
Yeah, so it's going to be business decisions, and you're right. And I'm going to go ahead and make a bet right now that the Nebraska game does 6 million more viewers in the World Cup because, yeah, Nebraska fans are like the best on the planet. Also, how in the world do we have America and England the day after Thanksgiving?
I know.
On Thanksgiving?
I know. It's unbelievable, man. It doesn't make, like, come on, give us that one thing. We could move the match up a day.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing real quick, and I'll promise I'll stop beating up crack here. When scheduling our show, the early edge, shameless plug right there. I had to plan for Thursday, right? Everybody, you know, is obviously with their families and stuff on Thanksgiving. Luckily, one of our guys is a soccer guy who's in England, and he goes, yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I'll work the whole day. I was like, all right, perfect. There we go.
Did you know, speaking of Thanksgiving, did you know today is the 21-year anniversary of the Creed halftime show Thanksgiving concert at the Dallas Cowboys game?
No, I didn't know that, but dude, what a performance by Scott Stapp and the boys. That man, that bald guy that was flying. That was one for the ages.
Honestly, like, okay, so you're busy, Alan, but if you have 7 minutes, just
I've got all the time in the world for this.
7 minutes, if you could put aside 7 minutes of your day and watch this video of the entire halftime performance, I mean, it is like it's from another dimension. It doesn't really even make much sense. Like, you have to put yourself in the shoes and sort of like of 2001 and imagine Creed being like this huge band, and this was like a huge deal. There's things flying everywhere. There's like, this is 2 months after 9/11, so like there's signs of like patriotism like everywhere. It just seems like it's from so many different worlds, or you know, millenniums ago. And it's such a great, it's like seven and a half minutes. It's a great watch. And then you get to the end, and there's a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader that comes out, and a little boy, and they let go of a dove, and then it ends.
That's how America came back. 9/11 was Creed.
Hell yeah!
That's how we got back, right? And also, I love that everyone in the crowd is wearing Abercrombie and Fitch. that's another plus. I mean, it's pure insanity. And have you ever listened to the Scott Stapp Creed, the Marlins baseball song? Have you ever heard that?
Oh, yes. That went viral a couple years ago, yeah.
It is banana land. Like, everything that this group gets, but I got to give them credit because they've made $1 trillion.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you want to feel patriotic, go ahead, feel free, and that's your – that. I mean, you know, maybe you're getting ready for the USA-England match on Friday.
Well, I was going to say Thursday, after I make all of my family say the Pledge of Allegiance before we start eating, we're all going to sit down and watch that.
I love it. Let's go to the NFL, Alan. One thing we like to keep up on here is the MVP. We sort of ask a question about MVP every week, and it was sort of like, okay, Josh Allen, and then he's had a tough last couple weeks, and he's been beat up, and it was like, okay, watch out for Tua. Here comes Tua now. Well, Patrick Mahomes is -160 to win the MVP right now.
Surprise, surprise. No, I mean, look, the guy deserves it. I mean, like, well, okay, so let's just say there are four people that are going to be up for it. Mahomes, Allen, Tua, Jalen Hurts. There could be more, but let's just.
No, that's it. That's definitely it. Yeah.
I agree, right? So Mahomes is clearly sitting at number one right now. Tua is probably number two, right? Because, I mean, give them credit. Like, they're playing, you know, their tails off. And then you have Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts, who are kind of weird folks, you know what I mean? And it's like, all right, let's see what goes on with them. But, dude, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, like, he's incredible. Right? The only complaint I have about the Chiefs is that when they start to, like, try to ice game, when it's like the start of the fourth quarter, it's like, no, just keep running your offense. Like, that's the best way to go about doing this. And that's not on Patrick Mahomes, by any means. But he's incredible, and they're getting better. And that's frightening for everyone else.
Oh, it is. And okay, so another thing on them is, and you watch, and it's another, I think, 3-touchdown day for Travis Kelce. I was looking up, like, tight ends just all time and where he sits right now. So Travis Kelce's played 137 career games, just about half as many as Tony Gonzalez did in his career. Just about, little over half.
Yeah.
And he's more than halfway over Tony Gonzalez in receiving yards and catches and all the other stats. I don't know how much longer, you know, these shelf lives are for tight ends like Kelce and Gronk. And, like, I don't know if they're going to be Antonio Gates where they're in the league for, like, 45 years. But, I mean, this is the most prolific tight end stretch that we've seen with Travis Kelce. It's him and Patrick Mahomes. And it's the best combo that we've seen quarterback and pass catcher in a while, I think.
Yeah, agreed. And that's including Tom Brady and Gronk.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is better, like 100%. Now, you know, you also brought up, I'm so glad you brought that first part up too, because we have to pay respect to guys like Tony Gonzalez and Antonio Gates. I mean, and Kelce have played forever. You know what I mean? And it goes to show that, like, dude, these OGs, like Tony Gonzalez and Antonio Gates, I mean, they're unbelievable. But, like, when you look at it, like, per capita, I don't know if there's a pair kind of the draft, Kel. Yeah. I really don't. I mean, it's unbelievable what this guy has done. And, yeah, you know, Patrick Mahomes is obviously a big part of that, too. But, of course, I mean, somebody's going to throw the ball. But Travis Kelce is just he's unbelievable. And it's like, he's almost getting better.
I know.
Like, this year. I mean, this is the scary part, right? Like, I mean, he's so damn good.
I get so confused when, and this will happen probably once every like 2 or 3 weeks, but he'll have about 2 or 3 like 2 yard touchdown catches, if not more. And why are you not just devoting all of your resources to making sure Travis Kelce is not the person who scores the touchdown? You're probably going to get scored on, but don't let him do it.
You're right. I'll give you a perfect example. Last night, like, that was, like, the very end of the game, like, the start of the, like, second half. Like, I looked up, and there were 3 49ers guys on DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
And it was smart. Like, that's what you do. You're just like, okay, you can throw it to whoever the hell you want. It's not going to be him. Like, I 100% agree with you on that.
Let's go through a couple teams before I get you out of here, Alan. How about Zach Wilson? What do the Jets do with Zach Wilson right now? The Jets seem to have a pretty good, nucleus there, but it's pretty clear that the quarterback is it's dragging him down a little bit. I guess what do you think happens next with the former number 2 overall pick?
Yeah. So first, I do have to say that the funniest thing I've seen all NFL season was a Jets fan after that game that just immediately said, with Zach Wilson, the only time we're scoring over 40 is at a school board meeting. I thought that was the most funniest thing that I've ever heard, at least this season. He's not that good. He's been a strong arm, but everything else is just so below mediocre. I mean, Joe Flacco has more touchdown passes than him.
Yeah.
I think he's going to make a move. Because they have to. Their defense is playing good. Their offense is hopefully good, except for him. They're going to have to catch up. But to be honest with you, I mean, they've already kind of tried something, and it was okay. Long story short, either the Jets are going all in on a quarterback in the draft, or they're going to trade for Derek Carr. Like, I mean, they're going to have to do something. Zach Wilson's not here.
Did you see the play? And this is the one that went viral, but, you know, he sort of rides out a fake, and then he – looks downfield, makes a couple reads, turns his hips, and then tries to just dump it off to the sideline and threw it 10 feet over the guy's head on the screen.
What was that? It's funny. Like, I hate it because it is a human being and, like, we're laughing at him, but it's like, you look and you see things like that, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, no one does that. The Titans have the backup quarterback who they don't even allow to throw to.
Yeah,
he doesn't do anything like that.
Don't allow him to throw.
Yeah. Maybe that's the answer to the Jets.
Yeah, I suppose that's about all you can do at this point because it's not good. I mean, you know it's bad whenever the coach says, and this is at all levels of football, but you should have bells going off in your head when the coach says he's just not seeing it right now. That should be your automatic warning of like, uh-oh, they don't think this guy's very good. That's the magic word there.
It is. It really is. And then also, to follow up that, you double down. Whenever a coach says, everything is on the table, because when everything is on the table, that could be, we're going to get people from the moon, like, we're going to go, like, grab people from the World Cup, Saudi Arabia, like anything. Like, I love when they say everything is on the table because they pretty much immediately prove that everything is not on the table because I want some of these insane dishes.
Who is the best team in the NFC right now? It is a 49ers. Process of elimination sort of right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's a long NFL season, right? And this answer is going to change. And that's how the NFL always is. I don't like to make decisions like in a pocket. Because right now, it's the 49ers, right? Because the Eagles, I mean, they were, and now they're kind of slipping a little bit. But that can slip in 5 feet, right? But as of right now, it's the 49ers, man. They're dangerous.
Yeah. No, they are certainly the hot team right now. And we said it.
The 49ers Chiefs Super Bowl would be the most awesome, like, awesome offensively, yet pr- reality. Like, it would be everything that you would want. Scott Frost would get to watch from the home.
I think that is the best case scenario at this point. Honestly, like, if you get, because I mean, the Chiefs, we want the Chiefs in the AFC just because we think it's the best team at the moment. The Bills obviously would be fine too if they get back to form. But if you're picking a team from the NFC that you want to be able to challenge in that game, yeah, give me the 49ers for sure.
Yeah, that would be an unbelievable Super Bowl. It would set ridiculous TV records as well.
All right, AB, appreciate the time as always. We'll let you go. Have a good week. Have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you soon.
Man, you guys too. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Alan Bell, Sportsline. You can hear him on the Early Edge podcast as well. That's daily throwing out winners bets. Mickey Joseph will be speaking at his weekly press conference. Don't expect much drama today, but who knows? It is Nebraska. Maybe he.
That's an excellent point, actually.
Maybe he will announce that he has found Scott Frost and they are bringing him in. They'll have a mugshot shortly. All right, Mickey Joseph's up next on 1620 The Zone.